Beef production was lowered as the pace of steer and heifer slaughter in the second quarter has been reduced. However, carcass weights are forecast slightly higher as feed prices have moderated. Now, pork production is forecast higher due to a combination of larger second quarter slaughter and higher carcass weights for the year. Broiler production was lowered from last month as the pace of expansion remained slow, but turkey production was raised on higher second quarter production. Egg production was also raised as strong table egg prices are expected to support increased production. Now for 2015, no changes were really made to red meat or turkey forecast. The exception to all that was broiler production. It was reduced a bit for early part of 2015. Now, forecasts for 2014 beef imports were raised as demand for processing grade beef remained strong, but no change was made to the export forecast. Pork imports and exports were both raised on April trade data. Broiler exports were reduced a bit as production forecasts have been lowered from last month. The slower pace of exports is expected to carry on into 2015, and no change when it came to turkey exports. Now, cattle, hog, and turkey price forecasts for both this year and next year were unchanged from last month. Broiler prices, though, were raised for 2014 as supplies are forecast to be smaller, but 2015 prices are unchanged from last month. Egg prices for 2014 were raised from last month as demand remained strong and prices for 2015 were unchanged. Now, on the dairy side of things, milk production forecasts for both 2014 and 2015 were unchanged from last month, but the export forecasts were raised. The reason why? Because of fat basis for both years with higher cheese exports. However, growth in 2014 exports is constrained by weaker butter sales as higher domestic prices have made U.S. butter less competitive on world markets. Skim solid exports reflect strength in both cheese and non-fat dry milk exports. Imports for both 2014 and 2015 were raised a bit on higher imports of food ingredients. Now, when it comes to U.S. feed grain supplies, the outlook for 2014-2015 was virtually unchanged, as only small changes were made to barley and oats imports and exports. Other feed grain balance sheet items were unchanged for both marketing years. Now, projected corn production for 2014-2015 is showing a record 13,935,000 bushels, as the projected U.S. corn year remains at 165.3 bushels per acre. The projected season average price of corn for 2014-2015 season is ranging from $3.85 to $4.55, which is a bit lower than the 2013-2014 range of $4.45 to $4.65. Now, globally, coarse grain supplies for 2014 and 2015 are projected to be 2.3 million tons higher, due mostly to larger corn beginning stocks and production. Higher corn production this year in both Brazil and India is a big reason why. To see the exact numbers, just go to USDA.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.